I've got lots of fond memories of this place. Obviously, I've had so many different roles here. I've seen a lot of important things here, royal visits, presidential visits that we've had here. I always love it when the military come back because it's like stepping back in time. And something like seeing the Navy and the Marines, yeah, it gives you a sense of pride. I think one of the funniest times I had was when I had to give a tour to some American naval officers, and somebody didn't send them the message that Royal Naval officers no longer use this as a college. So they turned up in their full number one dress, expecting to be met by British naval officers. Instead, they were met with me and two aging guides to give them the history of the Royal Naval College, which gave them a lot of confused looks. And then at the end of that, they were going to be going up to the observatory, and they weren't supposed to be out in the street in their number one dress uniform. But at the last minute, it was all arranged. But because we'd get spent so long with them, nobody else could take them up to the observatory. So I ended up taking over 100 naval officers through Greenwich Park on a summer's day on my own. And it was just so funny because they were all being wolf whistled by women. It's just like walking along with 100 officers and gentlemen, you know, it's quite, that I enjoyed that. That was funny. Yeah, it's a lovely place. And it's like, it's important, these buildings, I get a lot of joy out of them. And you know, it's a heritage, World Heritage Site. Important because of Christopher Wren and all the famous architects that worked here. And it's important that we keep these buildings.